So I turned 50 this past week. My wife went absolutely over the top, making sure it was a special holiday. I guess it is a big mark, turning the big 5-0. I don't feel 50. We'll talk about that in a minute. But one of the things that she did that really made the birthday special was she recruited hundreds of people, with the result of about 70 people sending me videos by video birthday wishes. 70 people from throughout my life in ministry. Some going way back to middle school and high school, some in churches and ministries where I've served, some in my current context, but people who, some just said, hey, happy birthday. But others shared things or shared impressions or shared stories or shared impact that I've had on their life. I gotta admit, watching this video was the best part of my birthday. In fact, I probably will go back and watch it a couple of times. A couple of things about it. First, I was moved that people would actually take the time to record and send a video, which is a testimony to either we do have a great relationship or my wife is really persistent. But either way, I was moved that people would take the time to do something like that for me and to express themselves that way. But second, it was captivating to hear and powerful to hear the impression or impact that my relationship with them had had on them, whether it was a ministry supervision relationship or a friendship or whatever, just the fact that they had stories or memories or impressions that I never even knew had made. Impressions I didn't even, impact I didn't even know I had made on them. It was pretty incredible to hear it. I don't know about you, but there are times when I doubt my major path choices. I often reflect in, you know, if I'd have done this, or if I'd have stayed in this particular location longer, or handled this career choice differently, what could be or what would be. And sometimes it actually steals my joy from my current context. I struggle with regret. Hey, I wish I'd have done this differently. I wish I'd handled this situation differently. And maybe you've been there. Maybe regret chases you like it does me sometimes. But this video and turning the big 5-0 gave me an opportunity to reflect again, but not reflect on stuff that was I wish I had done, or wish I had changed, or wish I would have done differently, but I was actually able to reflect on the way God has used me in my relationships with people over 50 years. 50. I don't feel 50. I feel 35. By the way, if you're 35, you have no idea. You'll feel just like you do right now when you're 50. Hopefully. I do. The reflection of being 50 and going, oh my gosh, I'm 50, was counterbalanced by, look at what God's done in your life. Look at what God's done in your life. And that reflection brought me to this scripture passage. This is Hebrews chapter 12, verses 1 through 3 in the New International Version. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith. For the joy set before him, he endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him who endured such opposition from sinners, so that you will not grow weary and lose heart. Man, I think that was my 50th birthday reflection right there. The video is the crowd of witnesses. I've always thought about crowd of witnesses as people who have come before us in our faith and gone on to be with the Lord. And people often talk about this, you know, people looking down on us from heaven. And that may be true. Maybe that's what the writer was talking about. But for me, the video was the crowd of witnesses, a group of people testifying to the impact I've had on their life. And that witness, that impact, that vocalization of that, allows me to throw off the sin of regret. It gives me the energy to put that behind me and to continue forward. It's so interesting. The crowd of witnesses can be the people right around you, speaking truth and encouragement and power into your life. The second verse, it talks about Jesus being fixed on what's coming. The joy it's talking about is obviously his triumphant return, where he returns to live in relationship with us and to redeem us. That's how he was able to continue and go through what he went through for our sake, to be crucified, to be shamed. He was able to persevere because he knew what was coming. But he was fixed on the future, not on the past. He wasn't looking back. Should he have fed 10,000 instead of 5,000? He was picturing where things were headed. And not that it's wrong to reflect, but it is certainly wrong to look back and go, I didn't do it right, and to beat yourself up for it. That's regret. I don't want you to experience regret. I want you to hear the witnesses around you who have spoken into your life, who know who you really are, and take encouragement in walking in faith with them. But I would challenge you to be focused on where God's taking you. What does he still have in front of you? You can't change the past, but you can fix your eyes on Christ and a relationship with him and where things are headed and the partnership you have with him and what you're going to do in the future. The joy before him is how he endured. The same is true for us. We will one day live with Christ without pain, without regret, without anger, without hate, without suffering, without mourning, without loss. We'll be filled with pure joy. Paul says, when he does say reflect on what Christ did for you in verse 3, he says, consider him who endured such opposition from sinners so that you will not grow weary and lose heart. Consider Christ and the opposition he endured so that you won't lose heart when you face challenges or mistakes or wrong steps or whatever it is that's holding you back. Letting go of that and persevering in the race that Christ has marked out before you. I'm 50. I hope I'm less than halfway done. And so instead of reflecting on what I could have done, for me, it means a new discipline of reflecting on what God's going to do going forward. I have only just begun. Let me pray for you. God, I pray that as we enter into a new year and look back at one that has been a challenge for all of us, I pray that we be encouraged by those around us who are enduring with us, those who know us and walk with us in our faith, the crowd of witnesses. May we be empowered to let go of the past. Help us to focus on what you have called us to going forward. And remind us of where we are headed, so that we can endure the race you have marked out for us. In your precious name, amen.